yes, if you learn on the computer now, so then.
Okay, basically, I'm about to embark upon a new sugya, back to a little bit more of a bavkama oriented sugya, where the Gemara is still trying to figure out what the magic word mave means in the Mishnah. It was unclear, just taich of the word mave. Where the machlek is Rav and Shmuel, whether it means other than mazik, it refers to Shane. And the Gemara says that either one of the interpretations of the Mishnah has to match up to the give and take, to the shach v'tayah of the Mishnah itself. And the Mishnah makes a clear statement, lo harei ha-shor, harei ha-mav, lo ha-makav, ha-shor. So whatever you think mava means, you better be able to explain why you couldn't have learned one from the other. So the Gemara tries very, very hard in the bottom of Gibbon Beis to make sense out of what the word mava means in light of the lines of the Mishnah. So the Gemara comes up with this idea on three lines from the bottom of Gibbon Beis. I'm Rav Yehuda, Tana Sholakaino Mavalashino. That Rav Yehuda says that the word shor in the Mishnah refers to keren, only to keren, the animal goring, and the word mav refers to shein. Talchikom, and this is what the loharei zekarei zeh means. Lo ya keren shein an alaziko, kiri ashein sheishin alaziko. If the Torah would have only said keren, I would have thought keren you have to pay for, because keren the animal is not enjoying anyway. That's the question, what svara that would have been? The Gemara says it would have been such a zasvara that keren you have to pay, shein yesh no lazik you don't have to pay, and vice versa. So the top of that on the base, v'lori ashein shein kavanos alahazik, kiri akeren kavanos alahazik. I would have made such a strange statement that shein you have to pay because there's no kavan lahazik, whereas keren is kavan lahazik. So maybe not. So that makes it sound like having kavan lahazik is a svara to what? Having kavan lahazik is a svara of tor. I would have said shein you chay for, but not keren. Because after all, having kavan lahazik is a reason to exempt you. So he says, what? Av kavachimu. Uma shein, shein kavanos lahazik chav, kevash kavanos lahazik lakol shegein. So he says, that's ridiculous. He says that the more kavanah the animal has, the more of a reason to be mechayev you. So he says, no. I will show you a precedent in halacha where kavanah actually gets you off the hook. Where do you find such a thing? It's a wild comparison, the Gemara says. That there's a precedent in halacha that intent will be an exemption, will be a poiter. Eved v'yam alava forgav the kavanos l'hazik. If my eved kenayin, my shifra kenayinis does damage and they intend to do damage, I feel hapatiri. The din is on poter. The master is poter. There's no chiyuv to pay for the damage that my eved or ama did. So you see that kavan l'hazik is a poter. How could I have a loshina? He must say, what? I'm Ravashi. We didn't even understand what the Gemara was thinking about. The reason why your Evan Amr or Mazik, the reason why your Potter, has nothing to do with because they were bar Kavana. It's Shem Yachitena Rabbi, Yachit Yachadish Shachaveir, Rimsa Mechavish Rabbi, Yabam Chol Yoim. The Gemara says it's a totally different, completely tangential reason. Because Lu Yitzu Yid Allah would be that I'm held responsible for the damage of my Evan or my Shivcha. So then, if I get into a fight with my Evan, I tell him to work hard. And he says, no, I'm going to get back at you. And he goes and burns down somebody else's house, I'm going to have to pay. The masters, you have to foot the bill every time. That's ridiculous. So therefore, the halacha has to say that I'm poter on the nezik of my eved v'yama, not because he's a bar kavana. Kavana is not a reason to be poter. Kavana is a reason to be mechayev. So in the end of the day, the Gemara says yataka right, and the Gemara revamps and reformulates the entire pshat in the Mishnah with Nava. And again, the Gemara goes on its own way. But our sugya now starts with this nekuda. In passing, the Gemara makes reference to this actually a Mishnah, believe it or not, in the end of Maseches Yadayim. One of the words doing the end of Maseches Yadayim, because there are a couple of things that the Prushim and the Tzdukim were arguing about. It wasn't the Machloikis. Machloikis is too good of a name. Machloikis has the connotation that there were two different opinions, the Eilu the Eilu the Chayim. It was the Tamid Chachamim, the Maminim, together with the Apikorsim. So they were having an argument, but it wasn't the Machloikis. So the Apikorsim was saying that I'm Chayef is safe by Eved V'yam, and the Prushim was saying it's not true, you're not Chayef. And the reason that presents itself in the Mishnah is there, Hashem Yechitana Rabbi. Because otherwise, it'll be absurd to make the guy pay for his Eved V'yam, it'll be absolutely crazy, it'll cost the guy $1 million every day. That can't be a Gemara. So everybody say, let's go back in time for a minute. And imagine a world pre this concern, before Chazal realized that we have to stop this problem and can't make the other chayef to pay. It's just impossible because it'll be a crazy, crazy cost to the other. It sounds, the pashtus in the Gemara is that this svar of Shem Yachitena was a din derais or din derabban. That's the pashtus of the svar. It's a din derabban. It's a tachon sochom. It's a hefker bez and hefker. That Chazal were concerned lest we apply this halacha, we're going to really apply this halacha that you're going to have to pay for the damage of your Eved or a Shivcha. It's going to cost you $1 million. It's going to be unfair to the Adon. So therefore, Midirabon and Sefka deposited you. That's the Pashas in the Gemara. Of course, what does that imply? What does that indicate to us? That what is the real din? On the level of Diraisa, if you ask Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, I own Nevekinani. Nevekinani burnt down somebody's house. What's the answer? The owner is responsible for the Eved. I have to pay for every damage that my Eved did. My Eved burns down a house, I have to pay. That's the din Diraisa. At a later time, some days in between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the days of the Prushman Stukin and Baisheni, some days in came to the realization that we can't put this into practice. It's just too costly to the Adon. So we're going to pass them Hefke Bez and Hefke. But Midaraisa, L'chora, the pshat in this Gemara is that an Eved's damages can be, we can hold the owner responsible for. And we have to stop and ask ourselves, what is that based on? I didn't damage. Why am I held responsible for my Eved's damage? Okay. So let's try to think it through. What was the din? So again, Lamaisa, it's not relevant anymore. Lamaisa, the din has been changed. Lamaisa, Efka Bez and Efka kicks in Shemach Tenu. So the guy's not going to pay a penny. But what was the din? So what kind of a mechayev was this? Chiyuv ha'adon behezek shel avdoi. Ever does. What's it based on? Based on what? So you have to open the Parshas Mishpatim and look around. Ve'eila Mishpatim Hashem doesn't. Ki go, I don't want to say too much about that. Ki go, shorish. Ki avarisa del cherep. Ki seitzayish. Ki iftachish bor. I don't see anywhere. It doesn't say v'davar shem hashalei mor. If you ever goes out and burns somebody's house, you have to pay. So what kind of mechayev is that? What was the din d'oraisa? What do you think? What? Clearly, the Gemara understood that the din of mamon shehizik. Now, mamon shehizik, that we already know. Oh my goodness, we know a lot about it. It's already halfway through November. We know a lot about Mamon Shehizik. We know if my ox damages, I have to pay. If it damages through Keren, through Shane, through Hevel, according to Rish Lakish, what else was Mamono? Even my Eish was Mamono, according to Rish Lakish. And maybe even according to Yochanan to a certain degree, maybe, depending on what you think about previous Sugyas. And even Bor. It's not really mine, but I'm Rabbi Shmuel, right? A son of Koska, it's kind of like mine. The Torah makes believe it's mine. So the notion of a Mamon Shehizik, Mamon Shehizik, is something that we are familiar with. So Mamon Shehizik doesn't only mean an ox with horns, doesn't only mean an ox with feet, doesn't only mean a boar, doesn't mean age. Any property that I own, I am held responsible from that property's damage. I own an Evakanaiti, it's mine. Kishon HaChamayr. You have a Guf Lagamri, my Evakanaiti, my Shifra Kanaitis. So I am held responsible, no different than my animal, no different than my Eish. That's the Pashas HaSugya. Anyone have any problems with that? Not bad. Anyone have any problems? Any issues with that? We know enough to already have a problem, already raise some concerns with this. So Eli is making reference to a Gemara that we talked about earlier in the year. So comes Reb Naftali, and the Chedusha read out. Naftali was a Rashiv and Radim, and Chavetz Chaim chose, Reb Naftali was in his 30s, and of all the Gedolim in Europe, the Chavetz Chaim invited him to be the Rashiv in Radim. So Reb Naftali says that L'chora, that premise, that seems to be the underlying premise, is very problematic. Based on a Gemara that we spoke about earlier this year, that's the Gemara on Daf Chav Beis. Going back to the story of Isha Meshem Chit Isha Meshem Ramona for a minute. Remember we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, what's the nature of the Chiv of Eish? Is Eish like an Adam Mazik or is Eish like Ramona Shehizik? So the Gemara brought a Raya in Daf Chav Beis. Who remembers? Who don't want to bring a Raya? Toshma HaKelev, what? HaKelev Shidat B'Charara Holach LaGodish Ochel HaCharab Hizik HaZeh Godish Al HaCharab Misham Nezik Shalem Gosh Shalem Chatin Nezik. What did the Mishnah say? My dog went snooping around, and it saw a good piece of cake, a good wafer. The wafer was sitting on the coals at the end of the barbecue, and the dog took the wafer and started spatzering around somewhere, and then ate the wafer. In the process of eating the wafer, it was a little bit hot, so it dropped part of the wafer. Part of the wafer had a coal still on it, and he burnt down somebody else's backyard. Burnt down the whole grain of somebody else. So what does the Mishnah say? So the eating of the wafer of Avi Chayev, because that's Shein, Bishas and Nizuk. And for the burning down the house, you're also Chayev. How much are you Chayev? Only what? No, who remembers the Shakwat Azik Gemara? No, Bishlam, Awak, but Chazrit. Bishlam, Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it makes perfect sense. Because what is that? It's my animal arrow. Isha Bishim Chitzel. So if I shoot an arrow, that's, I'm shooting the arrow. If my animal shoots an arrow, the animal shoots the arrow. So when my animal lights a fire, it's like the animal shot an arrow. What would the din be if my animal shoots an arrow? What do we call that?
Tzroros.
That's tzroros. Anybody hear that? Halach Marsina have tzroros? The Ram didn't hear of it. Okay, but I mean, it exists. It was Halach Marsina. It's a din. Hilchot Gemirila, a tzroros. Right? So comes and says, Mishnah Rabbi Yechon, the Mishnah reads beautifully. It's based on tzroros. El Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, was Isha B'Shem Amayno. What was the Gemara's powerful question? Lav what? Lav Amayno Zabal Kelev. It's not the moment of the Bal Kelev. So why am I held responsible? It's not my moment. It's not my fire. So who remembers the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? What the Gemara's kasha was? Chazar guys. Isha B'Shem Amayno. What did Rashi say? Rashi said a startling thing in Daf Chabez. If you really truly believe Isha B'Shem Amayno, what does that mean? You only chayev if you own the fire. If I somehow figure out a way to burn down your house without my fire, I'm potter. That's Rashi Shita Bedas Reish Lakish. And again, we had Kashas, Tazis, Kashas, Mukubetis. We spoke. Didn't we talk about this? Good. Just remind us, okay? So comes the Gemara and says, Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, I got it, but according to Reish Lakish, so Rashi says, the fire doesn't belong to me. Tazis says, that can't be. Tazis says, Lo Yitachein Davar Kazeh, that you have to own fire. It's impossible, you don't have to own fire. What was Tazis Raya? Little Chazar, come on. Get Shias with Dachas Apatish, right? Remember that? Right, remember, right? The other day I was driving with my younger daughter, and there was somebody like who was, you know, guys with the big goggles, and he was sitting on a scaffolding or something, and he was like, you know, shooting sparks all over the place. So my daughter was like mesmerized by it. So I said, that's a Get Shias with Dachas Apatish. Okay, she was bad. We were excited for different reasons. So comes, Tyson says, you don't have to own the mammon. There's no need to own the mammon. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Bob the words about the caliph. What does Taisa say? Who remembers? What does Taisa say? Ishbor below shorebor. The Gemara says in the fifth parak that if my animal digs a pit, I'm not held responsible for that. I'm only held responsible if my animal gores. I'm held responsible if my animal eats. I'm held responsible if my animal tramples. But if my animal digs a pit, I'm not responsible. So Taisa says, just as I'm not responsible for a boar that my animal makes, I am not responsible for an aish that my animal makes. How in the world do you know one from another? How can you derive one from another? Who remembers the Machlokes Taisa in the Rashba? Taisa said there must be what? Some deep, dark, phantom pasuk somewhere that says that. And the Rashba says, now we can derive one from another. It's all the same thing. You're only chayef for direct damage. You're not chayef for damage that's coming about. So you don't combine the parasha of Shor with the parasha of Bor and the parasha of Esh. So comes with Naftali and says, I don't understand the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that the Chiyav Adon, the Hezek Shal Avdo, is based on a Manish Hezek, so we should apply the Gzeres HaKos of Ish, Eish, below Shor Eish. I mean, don't be a post like that, but you know what I mean. Below Shor Eish. So if the Evet Kenaini is in effect the equivalent of my Shor, that's what this Psalm the Gemara is. Chiyav Adon is based on Manish Hezek. So just as the Shor itself is limited, only applies to Shein, Regel, and Karen, how can we mechayev you for your Evet burning down somebody else's backyard? Typically, it's ish eish below shore, below evet eish. That's Rav Tali's kasha. So Rav Tali, not the Mechorinim, has the same kasha. But the Chavra Kusha, Rav Tali says, no, you have to revamp the case a little bit. Not every destruction by fire is the parish of eish. What do I mean by that? It's a parish of eish. If not for the parish of eish, the Torah would have said, I'm potter. Right? If that poskim mishpata would have been missing, then I wouldn't be chayav for eish. Why is it such a chiddush? Why is eish such a gemalish chiddush? Because it's not what? It's not really me. What is it? I mean, I started it, but I needed what? Kachamura boy. So the Torah is mechadish. Shalom isha mavis abeira. Remember Reb Chaim's word. The Torah is mechadish. That's who called your koyach. Or the gzeres hakosta. Whatever you, or it's mamona. Whatever you think the chiddush of eish is, but eish is the gemalish chiddush. And without the parish of eish, I never would have said him chayef. But let's live in a world for a second, just for a second, imagine the Torah didn't have a parasha of Eish. Imagine there are only three of us that speak in the Mishnah. Eish doesn't exist. And I go ahead, and I'm a smart aleck because, aha, there's no Pasha Vesh. I've learned Pasha Meshmotim, never heard of Vesh. I go ahead and I take a torch and I put your house on fire with a torch. What do you think, Chayva Potter. Other than Mazik Bamish. What's the difference whether I take a torch and burn down your house or I take a what? Take a baseball bat and smash your window. What's the difference? That's not Eish HaMavatari. That's another Mazik Bamish. The only time you need the Parash of Eish is in a situation where it's not another Mazik. I'm lighting a barbecue over there and the wind's taking it over there. Someone on the news today was talking about the fires in California. So they were talking about the embers. There's an ember over here and now the wind is coming and blowing it over there. But if you're mazik, the Eish B'Yadayim Mamish, ain't the mazik, who could bring me a raya gemura from the Gemara that that's true? Raya brua shenla tshuva, that if I take a fire and I directly cause something with the fire, that's for sure Adam. That's for sure not Eish. Bring me a raya. Kigayin shehitzis, the gufa shelavet, right? The Gemara said, how is there a din of Kimla B'Ramine? How is there a din of being Chayav Misa for lighting a fire according to Reish Lachish? What did the Gemara say? How come I skin hits the Guf Shalevet? You took the torch and you put it onto the body of the Evid. That's not Eish. That's not the, that's like taking a knife and stabbing a person. We saw this, by the way, this Chiluk, that Eish doesn't necessarily mean not every fire is an Eish. This was the answer that the Shibbe Kubetas gave to Hushita. This is Rashi. Tosfos says, according to Rashi, you only chayv if you light a fire with your own fire. Tosfos says, you can burn down anybody's house and get away with it if it's not your fire. So Shibbe Kubetz says, no, you can't. If you burn down somebody else's house, you're not an Eish, you're out of a Mazik Mamish. So comes in Naftali and says, Al Korchach, what you have to learn is, Shemayak Tenu Rab of Yerich V'yadik Gedish Shel Chaveira. What does that mean? We're afraid that the Evid's going to get into a fight with his master. The master's going to give him big muscle. He's going to feel bad. He's going to get mad at him. And what's he going to go do? He's not going to go light a barbecue and wait for the wind to come. What's he going to do? He's going to go take a torch. That's what it says. V'yelech v'yadik gedisha shel chaveiroi. He's going to be another mamazik. He's going to be like a shor hamazik. So a shor hamazik be a bayim I'm chayim for. So that's what the Gemara meant. That Lulei, the reason of Shemayach B'Ten, of Nafat Tachan Sacham, that would have been Chayav. Chiyav Ha'odah Behezer Shal Avdoi, it's a money shehizik, not a money shehizik of Eish. It's a money shehizik of Mazik B'Yadayim. It's like my animal that's Mazik B'Yadayim. If my animal would take a torch and light somebody's house directly, that would not be subject to the Ptur of Ish, Eish V'lo Shor Eish. It's only called Ish, Eish V'lo Shor Eish when it lit and then the fire spread, etc. What?
Sure.
No, if it's done, if it's Karen Tom, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the Naftali solution to the first problem. Okay, good. The Kabbalah side. Comes with Naftali, says, I'm not done with this Gemara yet. Just started, says Naftali. Says, I have another problem with this Gemara. Another huge problem with this Gemara. I don't know why, Min HaTorah, the Adon should be Chaya for the Evet altogether. Based on an entirely different reason. Mamash from left field. Anyone know? Anyone saw the Sugira in the Mamar Kermis? What's another totally different reason why the other should have been potter? I mean, the Raisa should have been potter. There's a Sugira later on, the end of the fourth barak, about Mosel Hashomer. What's the din? I own an animal. So I'm responsible to watch the animal. The damages I have to pay. What if I hire a watchman? I hire a shepherd. I go out of town. I hire somebody to watch my animal. I pay them, or I don't pay them, Shabbachim, Shabbasach, whatever. There's a guy responsible. He took responsibility to watch the animals. And the animal goes out and damages. Who's responsible? The Shomer. Nichnas the Shomer. I b'shomer, nichnas the Shomer, a Shomer tachta. Where's that? Where's that Mishnah? Memdala, where is it? Memdala? Rabbi, Memdala? Yeah. So the watchman becomes responsible. So what do you see from here? That at the end of the day, who pays the bill for damage? Is it the theoretical owner? Or who is it? The one who's mutal, what lishmar? The one who's supposed to be watching it, the one who's understood, he's supposed to be in control. He's the one who's watching it day to day. So the fact that it may say on the registration, you know, Reuven's car, Reuven's animal, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's the din of who the person was. It's the person who's openly watching it right now. Not that theoretical owner of the shore. No, let's go to Talis Kasha now. Based on that Mishnah, nothing down base. Let's talk about Talis Kasha. Rada, this is how you learn. This is how you become a shiva of Chaim Zeshiva. You gotta learn a sugi properly. So what's Kasha? The evidence is on Shomer. What makes somebody a Shomer when you're Moser to a Ben Das? Imagine if I would hire a guy, I'd hire a 3-year-old kid to wash my animal for me, and the animal would get loose and damage. So I would say, sorry, hand it over to the 3-year-old kid. What's the answer? That's a farce. That's like, he's Labar Das. He's Labar Shmira. So Shmira and Moser Lashem means that there's somebody, another responsible adult, who is watching. So that's a poita for the Bailam. So Frekma of Naftali, every case of an Eved, there is a built-in Shomer. Who's the built-in Shomer? The Eved himself. He's supposed to be, obviously be Shomer himself. It's understood. He's going to wash himself. It's not damaging. So Farkir, who should be held to task for the Din Torah, they say? Who should have to pay the money for the damage? The who? The Eved, not the unknown. Now, whether the Eved may not have any money, but that's the other guy's problem. So wait till the other becomes Meshuchar or figure out what to do. But to go after the other, we go after the other. Going after the other is like going after the mafkid. You don't go after the mafkid for damages, you go after the shomer for damages. So effective of Tali, every other Eved relationship is an effective relationship of a mafkid and a shomer vis-a-vis damage.
Maybe that's what the Gemara is saying.
That's what the Gemara is saying. Shomer yachti tenu.
No, not the shomer yachti tenu, but you would be chayev. The Baal would be chayev. The other would be chayev, not because he himself is chayev, but because the Eved is chayev, and therefore the other is responsible.
Well, you already gave me an answer. Hold on. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that this is a practical concern that Chazal instituted. We don't want to make the other pay, even though the Apid Dinman and Tari should have to pay, because it's going to make life miserable for the other. So therefore, Midir Abanan, they did away with the Teshlum. Vice Teshlum, Midir Ayes, you have to pay. So Rav Naftali is saying, based on what? It must be based on Ramon Shehizik, Frechtim Rav Naftali. But even by real Ramon Shehizik, there's a built-in Ptur of Shomer. So what's pshat? Questions are getting more and more powerful by the minute. That's a different that's a whole different story. The other Gemara is talking about do we assume that the Eved's smart enough to run away when he's getting burnt down? Is that considered like an animal is not running away? You want to tell him the Eved is not a Bar Hochet even think? He's not smart enough to figure out to watch things. So you think that means maybe. I don't know. So comes to Naftali and says, yeah.
The Eved were negligent, I could understand that you could say, okay, he's tachat the Adam. When the Eved is amazing.
So he should have been watching.
No, if he's amazing, maybe it's like he didn't like put a 3-year-old on. Somebody who's not capable of being a shomer, and not because he's not capable of.
He's capable, he just doesn't want to.
Yeah.
He's very capable. He doesn't want to do it, doesn't mean he's not capable.
Maybe he's not a
proper shomer. No, he's not called a shomer. Well. So comes Rav Tali and says, let's go back to the drawing board. Go back to that din of Daf Mem Daled. That if I hand my animal over to the shomer, so the shomer is held responsible, I'm not held responsible. What exactly does that mean? So you have three people here. I own the animal, I hired a shomer, and now that shomer damages somebody else's animal. So it's Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven's the owner, Shimon's the shomer, and Levi's the nizak. So Levi's property just got destroyed. He's fuming. Fuming here. He comes running into Beis Din. Levi versus who? Who's the other plaintiff? Defendant. 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 The other first has a plaintiff, right? Okay, been a long time since I law school. What?
He's the
good. So a plaintiff against the defendant. Okay, who's the defendant? Levi versus who? It was a Shimon, right? No? Is it Levi versus Shimon? Isn't that what the Mishnah does? The Mishnah, who's read the Mishnah with me? Mishnah says that Masal Hashem Mechiru Nichlus Utachas HaBailam. So the Bailam are gone, they're out to lunch. Imagine Levi's going to say, Reuven, I want to claim against you. I want you to be the defendant. Reuven's going to say, go jump in the lake. I'm not even in the case anymore. I gave it to the Shomer. Is that true? Is that what the Mishnah means when it says, Nichnasu tachas ha'balim? That the balim are gone, give out the history, and now you go after the Shomer? Is that the pshat? Could there be another pshat in the Mishnah? Can anyone think of an alternate pshat in the Mishnah? Another possibility, another legal possibility.
You go after the Shomer if you can get him and he has money, but if he doesn't, you have recourse to the...
Well, so I wouldn't even say recourse. I would say, quite possibly, the name of the defendant is who? Is the owner of the animal. You go after the owner of the animal. He's the Bailim. Oh, what does it mean? Kul nichsu tachas ha'Bailim. That means afterwards, Reuven has the right to take Shimon to Dintar to go get reimbursed. Now, everybody said, in today's world, we're all familiar with this. Very often, I got to pay for something. Then I go right after the insurance company. It may take me 40 years to get it from the insurance company, but they're going to go after me. You know, when you sit down at the doctor's office, right, and they give you 4,000 pieces of paper, right? So on one of those pieces of paper, what does it say? It says that no matter what happens, whether all your insurance companies, you know, explode into thin air, at the end of the day, they're going to come after who? Doesn't say that? Yeah, you never signed it. You're the plaintiff. You're not the defendant. Yeah, it says that, right?
Yeah.
Good, okay. So it could be that's exactly what the Mishnah says also. That, of course, you go after the Mazik, because you go after the Bailim, I'm sorry. All the Mishnah means is that now the Bailim can turn around and go after the Shomer. So at the end of the day, the Shomer's going to pay the money, assuming you can find him and get him and he has the money to pay. So we're not even 100% sure what that Mishnah means. So it says in the Naftali, depending on what that Mishnah means, that may or may not help us in terms of answering this Kasha. So hopefully, Mishnah tomorrow, we have to pick up on that Nakuda to try to see that that's a major Machlekes that we show him what's Taich in that Sugya of Nichas Sotach Sabayalim, how that deflects the potential of Naftali's Kasha. And even after we solve this problem, Naftali has the third Kasha on the Sugya also. So we have a lot of problems. This is his Sugya. Naftali, this is his Sugya of Avraham Amish Ezekiel. Hopefully, Mishnah tomorrow, we'll try to flesh out the Sugya a little bit.